In this bulletin, growing calls for an inquiry into the death of a woman who accused the Federal Attorney General of an alleged rape. Italy blocks the export of a shipment of AstraZeneca vaccines to Australia. And in sports, St Kilda defeats Carlton in the latest AFL clash in Melbourne. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The friend of a woman who accused Attorney General Christian Porter of rape wants a former High Court judge to examine the allegation. The woman, who was 16 at the time, has alleged Mr. Porter raped her when he was 17 in 1988, but he's denying the accusation. The family of the woman, who has since died, is supporting the idea of an inquiry into the circumstances of her death last year. Her friend Danya Mani has told the ABC's Q&A program an inquiry involving a retired High Court justice is the way to deal with the matter.
I think that there should be a High Court inquiry. We're talking about the Chief Law Officer of this country. I think it's appropriate as a result that the High Court is the body to examine the veracity of my friend's allegations.
Vigils are being held across the country for the Tamil family from the Queensland town of Bilawila to mark 3 years since they were placed in detention. Early this week, the Home to Bilo campaign launched billboards in the Prime Minister's electorate, as well as other Liberal electorates in North Sydney and Brisbane. Priya and Nadez Murugappan and their two young daughters, Kopika and Tanika, were forced from their home in Bilawila by Australian Border Force officers and put in immigration detention. It comes just over 2 weeks after the entire bench of the federal court upheld a ruling that the government did not exercise procedural fairness in its handling of the visa application of the youngest daughter, Tanika. The family were detained in Melbourne in March 2018 and in August 2019 were transferred to Christmas Island following an injunction stopping their deportation to Sri Lanka mid-flight. The European Commission and Italy have blocked a shipment of AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccines destined for Australia. AstraZeneca requested permission from the Italian government to export 250,000 doses from its factory near Rome. But the Italian government refused and the EU has backed its decision. A statement from the Italian government says it's because Australia is not considered a vulnerable country and there are ongoing delays in the supply of vaccines by AstraZeneca to the EU and Italy. A United Nations report has urged the UN Security Council to impose a global arms embargo and targeted sanctions against Myanmar's military. The report's author, Thomas Andrews, says the Security Council should also refer the situation in the country to the International Criminal Court to investigate and possibly prosecute atrocity crimes that have occurred. At least 54 people have been killed by Myanmar's military over the last month since the coup. UN spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani says there's an urgent need for action to stop further deaths.
The High Commissioner urges all those with information and influence, including Myanmar officials who are now joining the civil disobedience movement, to support international efforts to hold military leaders accountable for the serious human rights violations that have been committed, both now and in the past. This is the moment to turn the tables towards justice and to end the military's stranglehold over democracy in Myanmar.
New Zealand police have charged a man over a threat to bomb two locations targeted during the Christchurch mosque attacks. Police conducted search warrants, arrested two people and charged a 27-year-old man with threatening to kill. He's due to appear in a Christchurch court today. Australian Brenton Tarrant was sentenced to life in jail without parole for the 51 murders at the mosques in 2019. The second anniversary of the massacre is being marked on March the 15th. And to sport, in the AFL, St Kilda has overcome Carlton 125 points to 99 points in front of 1,000 people in Melbourne. St Kilda proved to be too strong for the Blues in the Community Series clash on Thursday night. Saints coach Brett Ratten says the players are looking forward to officially starting round one.
We're starting to get a feel for what 2021 looks like for AFL footy. Will it stay the same? No, the game's always changing and coaches are always strategising about how they can defend better.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two clearing 25. Adelaide, partly cloudy 26. Melbourne, cloudy 18. Hobart, possible light shower and windy 16. Canberra, sunny 27. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, possible shower, 25. Brisbane, sunny, 31. Cairns, showers, 32. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 33. This is SBS News.